This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Baker Books, presenting On Reading Well by Karen Swallow Pryor, a book on how reading great literature has the power to cultivate virtue. Available wherever books are sold. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Carl Ellis, Philip Holmes, and David Platt on the need for Christians to work in every vocational sphere.
I think in the church today we've come up with this concept of ministry as being full time working in the church or working for some parachurch organization. When biblically speaking, the Apostle Paul says, "Do everything as unto the Lord." For the follower of Christ, everything they do should be ministry. It just means service, right?
Yeah.
And so we Christians should be involved. Whatever they're doing, they should be involved in the Great Commission. That is not just passing out tracts or something, but actually discipling people, giving them teaching people to obey all things that Christ commands, either by example or instruction or whatever. And so whatever profession we're in, we should be exuding that. We should be communicating that. There's a prophetic side, I think, to ministry, where we actually communicate the Word of God in the language and idiom of the culture that we're in. And if you get Christians doing that, you kind of permeate the whole society with that, and that's the what I'd like to see.
I got convicted about this pastorally at one point because, in zeal to raise up pastors within the church, in zeal to call out missionaries from the church, I think I was implicitly, I don't think ever explicitly, but implicitly setting up this tiered. If you're really passionate about Christ and the spread of the gospel, then. And I would never have put it that way, but I think that's the way it was coming across. And my mobilization efforts which is good, right, to train pastors and missionaries. But I think what you're saying is really, really valuable for us to constantly encourage our folks with, the people that we're shepherding, to say, your job matters. It's glorifying to God. The only difference would be a job that's inherently sinful. So right. But apart from that, we want followers of Christ in every domain, and God's designed it, and He's given unique, and that's vocatio, calling, that whole picture. He's calling people to different parts, and every part really matters. Like if everybody was a pastor, we'd have the word and prophetic, but we wouldn't be able to do anything else. So yeah.
Yeah, if I can go back in time, I would collect furniture that Jesus made. That wasn't good furniture. Because he was, in a sense, bivocational.
He was
known as the carpenter or the artisan. I think that's the Greek word, which means carpenter or stonemason. But all these guys, all his disciples were that. They were. So they understood what it meant to be disciples and disciple makers in their professions.
Yeah, to your original point, I remember growing up, anytime a young man showed zeal for his faith, it was automatically, he's going to be a preacher.
Yeah.
And the reality is there was no framework that was set up for faithful Christian service in the secular realm. It was just either you're a preacher or you're a deacon in the church or you hold some type of office in the church. And then if you're not doing that, well, then you're just a lay person. I think the point that you were originally making is very prevalent, not just in the churches that I grew up in the Black church tradition, but also even in Reform circles. But I think it was more explicit where I came from. It's implicit where I am today. With you being in the D.C. area, what about in the realm of politics? What do you feel like? Where do you feel like people are in regards to the amount of faithful Christians we have working in the political sphere? Yeah,
that's a great question, because it was one of the things I thought about when you first mentioned that question, because politics is really challenging in the sense that I want to see as many gospel-believing, God-honoring brothers and sisters in that picture as possible. At the same time, there are huge challenges but I guess this would be true with a variety of professions, with really advancing in that profession and keeping gospel integrity. So I don't mean that to paint a broad brush too much with politicians or other, but I think we would realize that there are definitely professions where in order to get ahead, you've actually got to compromise on in a variety of different ways. So this isn't just politics, and so to realize, okay, there will be in some professions likely limitations in a sense on advancement in a worldly way because of good biblical gospel convictions playing out in our lives. But all that to say, when I talk with politicians in the church that I pastor, like I am constantly saying, I'm so thankful you're there and praying for integrity and humility and purity, and because there's a system that's set up to go against that at every turn.
That's good. Dr. Ellis, let's close on this. What do you think that looks like when these guys, because we're saying, hey, you should be in this realm, you should be operating in the secular sphere, but what does that look like once they're there? What does it look like to be faithful once they're there?
Well, first of all, I think I'm not too sure if I believe that there is such a thing as a secular sphere. Everything is the kingdom of God in the general sense. God runs everything. Now there are aberrations. You know, there are things that go against the kingdom. Like, for example, I couldn't be a Christian hitman. I mean, you know, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I think if I was in politics, I mean, I think for a Christian to be in politics, they have to be non-political, it seems to me. A Christian cannot afford him or herself to be defined by a particular political ideology, because all those ideologies have some truths and some falsehoods, you know, so how can one go completely that way, you know, with one of those ideologies? On the other hand, you know, at points of agreement, they can do things, at points of disagreement, they don't. But I think what it is for a Christian to be involved in this realm, I think the key thing is not to let non-Christians define what their options are. I think of Daniel the prophet. I mean, you know, he rose, you know, to power without being political, because God put him at places. And of course, I'm sure he got a lot of pushback from his fellow nobles who thought that he had sold out by being a part of the Nebuchadnezzar administration, you know. But then you see, by the time you get to chapter 4, you see all that paid off, you know. So, I think a Christian being involved in these realms, there should be a distinction about them, that they are not defined by human categories, but they're defined by the Word of God.
Amen.
And I think along those lines, I know closing this, like the last thing I would add, that distinction in every domain, that's what we're after, right? Yeah. A salt and light all these different domains. And the other thing I would just plug in here is for the spread of the gospel around the world, I think there are most places that have yet to be reached with the gospel. You're not going in with a missionary visa, but you can go in with medical job, you can go in with teaching, engineering, I mean, all kinds. And so the more followers of Christ in those domains are then even looking for opportunities to leverage that and work in other places for the spread of the gospel, I think that's what we see in the book of Acts. I think that's where we're really going to see massive gospel advance, when all people are spreading out all these domains all around the world.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.